Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Two on Charlotte.
Jokic gets it across the timeline. Gets a high pick and pop with Murray.
Lindsay breaking through.
Taken away by Nathan MacKinnon. 2-on-2 with Landeskog.
He has done it again. Vaughn Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Dump two hands. Nikola Jokic.
Save me by Grubauer with the left pad. Oh, goodness gracious me.
Take a good look. You won't see it for long. Two-run home run. Trevor Story.
Lock. End zone.
Touchdown. For Sutton.
Got it! Oh, man! That's from way downtown! And the blue arrow is flying at Pepsi Center.
Score! It's too good to be true, but believe it! Oh, hail, Kale!
Welcome into the Denver Sports Podcast presented by Breckenridge Brewery, our favorite brewery here at DNVR. I am your host, Allie Monroy, for this special episode. And with me today, I've got a few guests, but first I've got Ryan Koningsberg and Brandon Spano. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about the DNVR Bar 2.0, since a bunch of you know that we are doing renovations at the bar. Hey, a bunch of you know that we are doing renovations
many
at the bar.
Many and a bunch combined.
Yeah.
Munch
many
of you.
And much and bunch.
Yes.
Munch.
All right, that's how we're going to start the show?
Yes.
Okay, that was Brandon. Ryan, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Sitting in the second floor of a very historic building, as I have learned over the last few weeks.
Yeah, Ryan, you got really into the history of the building.
I did a deep dive. I can't get enough. I need a list of every business that has been in here and exactly when.
And Dwayne is going to the public library to get some more information. So stay tuned for that. Maybe that'll be an episode on its own.
Apparently, an original dating app before apps were a thing was housed on this floor at one point.
Really?
Yes.
What was
it called? Oh gosh, I'll get it in a second here, but something like
this was like a tech company on this floor.
It was like a call.
One of the
you
offices.
Could like call and like sign up for.
And it was anonymous.
Meetups.
Yeah.
It was called the Get Acquainted Club.
Oh, okay. It wasn't like LiveLinks.
No.
Are you guys old enough to remember LiveLinks?
Oh yes, we were very.
Yeah, for sure.
We used to pull from LiveLinks when I was like late teen.
Oh god.
Here's the pitch for the Get Acquainted Club. Have hundreds of single men and women, including business and professional types, who want new friends. Quick individual service. Register today, no matter where you live, any place in the USA. We have members close to you. Write for sealed particulars, strictly confidential.
Wow, strictly cool. Confidential. Brandon, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just working and, you know.
Grinding away.
Yeah, I don't even know if. Yeah, I don't know if the public wants to hear what I'm doing every day, but
you're doing a bunch of business stuff. Yep. Which I do know that people are missing DNVR Biz.
Yeah, I think that it's going to come back as all city biz at some point, and there'll be my network has grown so crazy that I can have a bunch of really amazing guests on. It'll be cool.
That's awesome.
Sick network flex, bro.
Okay, we are here.
I was at a business conference last week. I have no business being on this podcast. I'm going to sound like a business guy this whole time.
No, but the reason that we have Brandon here is because we are going to talk a little bit about the past and kind of recap everyone on the way that DNVR got a bar, our experience the last 2 years. And then we're going to talk about the future and a new partnership and what to expect as fans when you go to the DNVR Bar 2.0.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like almost anyone who's listening to this knows that we're renovating.
Yes.
And if they don't, don't come to the bar.
I actually had someone email me, be like, are you showing the summer league games? And I was like, my guy, we're not open right now.
We don't even have a TV in our part.
No. And none of, yeah, our studios are getting renovated too, which is very exciting. So you guys can see that. If you're unable to come to the bar the first few months, you will see it on our sets. They're a little different.
But what I was going to say is most people know there's renovations happening. They just don't know why. So this is kind of the, like, this is like the tell-all.
Exactly.
We might as well jump in, huh?
Yep, let's go.
All right, well, I guess we start kind of when we got a bar, which literally happened like it was straight out of a sitcom. Like, when, like, you would think that, I don't know, you'd think that these things have like way more conversations and development around them, but it mostly was just Brandon calling me saying, you're not going to fucking believe what I'm about to tell you. And as I think I've said before, you never know if that's actually going to live up to the hype if Brandon says that. But this one absolutely lived up to the hype, and he said, I think we're going to get a bar, which, like, again, it just feels like it's right. Like, let's get a bar. Let's buy a bar. Like, that's, I'm pretty sure that's how, Always Sunny, like, the first episode starts. So we found out we had a chance to get a bar, and it was pretty much a no brainer for us.
Yeah. Pretty much. I was having sushi with Mark Burzins. It was from Little Pub Company. It was before the world got destroyed. And, yeah, he said, hey, let's do it. What do you think about doing a bar? And I was there to actually pitch him on an investment opportunity, which I'm just pretty much pitching everybody always on an investment opportunity. And he kind of flipped it around at me and said, you know, I don't know about that, but let's do a bar. And at the time, that really solved a lot of problems for us because we were pretty much like a traveling band. We mm-hmm. just were going around, and my wife had all this gear in her back of her Tahoe all the time, and we were just, you know, dragging our merchandise around and setting it up at different locations around town. And, you know, by this point we were pretty much like packing every place that wanted us to do a watch party. Yep. So it made a ton of sense, you know.
Yeah, I think at one point we filled Blake Street Tavern like 16 nights in a row in the tailgate room.
Oh my God, when we had the Avs and the Nuggets and the Avs and the Nuggets, and that was insane. Oh,
that was BSN Denver days. That was even before the rebrand.
Well, and if you think back to that, it was one of those things where, like, I think we were contracted to do like 4 watch parties with Blake Street Tavern, but it was so fun for us, and it became one of those things where, like, we were just thinking, like, we can't not do this for our community, you know, like, these people want to come and gather and watch the games. And so, like, when the bar opportunity came about, it was so perfect for us.
It just fit.
It was such a no-brainer for us to be like, wow, we're going to have a chance to bring the community that we've built online to life in a physical space. And thinking back to, like, those thoughts and then comparing them against, like, what we just were able to experience in the bar is like, it gives me chills to think about it, because that was what we dreamed. Like, the second that, you know, I had that call with Brandon, I start dreaming of moments like that. And
like the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, exactly. The Avs winning the Stanley Cup in our bar with all of our people, hugging all these people who have become friends to us. Like, that becoming real is so crazy to think about. But to not jump too far ahead, like, we committed to it. And then we had
90 days?
I think it was 60 days.
Was it 60 or 90?
I think it might have been a little more than 60, but it was a pretty quick turnaround.
I think that was because the original
goal. I think it took at least like 6 weeks to get the glass in.
But upstairs. We opened without the glass.
Oh, we did open without the glass. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe it was around that 60 days.
Might have been 8 weeks. Yeah.
I think that was at least the original goal. Like, Mark told us, if we're doing this, we're turning it around in 60 days. We were like, holy shit.
Yeah, I know. For a while there, Eric was just like mocking up every single inch of the bar and doing it. And then I was finding all the play stuff. And
we were buying studio furniture.
Yeah,
buying
studio furniture.
Yeah.
And having stuff wrapped and ordering stuff and putting stuff together. And we kind of threw it together. I always felt like... I was really grateful. This was such a big thing. It was really a transformation of DNVR. But at the same time, I never fully felt like this was, like, we walked in and this was exactly our vision. Like, we repainted, did stuff. But it's not like this was our exact vision. It was just pretty much like, here's an opportunity. You guys try to exist in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that goes to something like a theme that will pop up in this story, which is like, our vision was really layered and really in depth, and we had so many ideas and so many things that we wanted to do that I think even for like LPC it was probably a little overwhelming. Like, I remember sitting in that round, you know, the round booth, the booth, as it eventually became known, with them, and just like, we were just throwing shit at them. Like, we want to do this, we want to do this, we want to do this, we want to do this. And they were just like, okay, yeah.
And for the people who might not know, the partnership there was, the way that we got the bar was, it was a licensing deal. So they operated and ran the bar as they did with all of their other bars. They're a very successful management company. They have, I think, other like 20 other bars at the time, like 24 bars. So they did that, and we had our studios upstairs.
You know, it was important to have that kind of a partnership, and we ended up doing a license deal where they essentially pay us for a license to use our marks and create this branded atmosphere, and then we get to sell merchandise and sell memberships and create a place for our community to go to, which was important.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we announced we're launching the bar on a Monday. By Wednesday, which we were supposed to launch on Friday, by Wednesday.
Yeah, I remember I was doing press all week. We did Westward launched on Monday, yeah, and Denver Biz launched on Tuesday. And so we had press ready to go.
And I mean, literally on that Monday, like, COVID was something that seemed very like in the I remember it had been like referenced and talked about. I even remember Adam like bringing it up
Adam
to us.
Adam was like big on it.
Yeah, he's like, hey, maybe we should just be aware of this thing that's probably coming. And everyone's like, yeah, okay, we'll be ready for it. So Monday we announced the bar is opening on Friday. Wednesday is when sports shut down entirely. You know, that's the Rudy Gobert coughing on people's recorders, like on
the NBA
on
shutting
purpose.
Down,
yeah, yeah. And then NBA, like, he tests positive, they're like frozen, like they're like locked in the locker room and
like evacuated the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thursday,
the NHL.
I know this because Thursday is always the first day, or the I guess the second day of the Pac-12 tournament. They canceled those games. They cancel everything. At a certain point, legitimately everything is shut down before Friday, which is when, of course, we're set to launch. And we do. We have our grand opening after having to release a statement basically being like, yeah, I mean, we're opening. You can
maybe
come
don't
or not
come.
Come.
Maybe
our
come.
Grand opening was pretty much like, hey, guys, listen, due to the current situation, you know, we want to make sure this is a safe environment, and we feel pretty much irresponsible saying that this is our grand opening.
Mm-hmm.
But this is also new to the world. We don't know what's going on, and we still haven't to open this place. So if you want to come by and hang out with us, come on by.
Yeah.
And a lot of people still came, and it was a great night.
It was a great night. But that's an example of LPC said that we have to open the bar. They're opening the bar. So we could throw our party. We could invite people if we wanted, but they were going to have the bar open because for restaurants, they just didn't know what was happening.
Not in like totally. A bad way. Like,
no, totally.
All restaurants were open at that time.
Yeah. No one was closing anything by that time.
Right. It was.
I mean, and for the record, you know, like, anytime your place was allowed to be open during this entire time over the last few years, you were open.
Everyone was open. Of course, you have to be.
As a business owner, of course.
And I think at that point it was like, don't be in groups of larger than 50 or 100 was like what the CDC was saying at that point. And I remember they like slowly lowered it 50, 25, 10, 5, don't leave your house. Like, that's the way like the progression went. So we had, you know, as cool of an opening as we possibly could have under the circumstances on that Friday. Saturday, it was like more media. That's when Ryan Green and Romy came by. We like did mimosas.
For CBS, yeah.
Sunday, we're open one more day. And by Monday, everything shut down. Which is kind of like, again, everything we do here is so in the moment. We just react and we just read and react and just move on. And like to think about, like, I don't think we fully, even then, grasped like how ridiculous that was that happened.
That we were open Friday and
we were open
we were
for 3 days
yeah.
and then shut down. And we've talked about this before. I don't even like COVID is such a blur. I don't even remember how long we were actually shut down for. Like, was it a month? Was it 3 months?
No, it was like 4 months.
No, it was quite a bit. I mean, we were closed for, you know, as long as the pandemic, that first wave.
Yeah.
And then we got to open midsummer.
Like, yeah, 50%. I think it was like July.
But then we were only actually the running thing was is that we were only open for 3 days. The first time, second time we opened, we were only open for 3 days again because there was riots downtown, and essentially I don't know if it was our choice or if
there was a curfew.
Yeah, there was a curfew, and so we decided not to open, and we were just watching the police cameras every night to see how far it would come down. And you know, I remember a couple times it got so close, Ryan, and then you were, and then once it. Like a couple blocks away, you were like, they turned left. They turned left. Like the mob had turned left. And so our building didn't get damaged. But that was the first. And then we find after that, it opened again for the bubble. That was our first real time was bubble playoffs.
Right. That's like the Kadri goal with 0.1 seconds left. And then
that's
of course,
a Robin.
Like,
red
yeah. Round Robin.
Round Robin. Not Robin. Red Robin.
Yeah,
round Robin tournament.
That, like, but that's all such a blur to me. Like, that whole time just kind of blends together. And then, of course, after, like, I don't, you can't really say after the pandemic, but, you know, once finally, like, lifted mask stuff and all that, we were able to get open and had, like, a really successful run, really leading all the way up until last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, last year was like a warm up and off and on and all the stuff we just talked about. And then this year has been, we just rolled, you know, we really have all the way up through the playoffs. And then the playoffs were obviously incredible, a record for this location ever for as long as Little Pub Company owned it. And that leads us to this point here, which is why we're on this podcast right now doing this. And that's because for the first time ever, we're kind of moving on from, not kind of, but we're moving on from LPC. They were a great partner. They got us here. They got us this location. Couldn't have ever done it without them.
We're very, very thankful for everyone there.
Thankful for Mark and the entire team there. And our management here, you know, worked so hard. Darren worked his ass off here. So we couldn't be more thankful. But now we're moving into the next era. And, you know, we want to raise the bar here. And we found an incredible partner that we are replacing essentially LPC with. And they're called Mac Entertainment Group. They own some incredible bars in Arizona. They're opening another one here as well as helping us revamp and reopen DNVR. And then All City is actually going to be opening a PH&X bar in September in Arizona. And they'll be accompanying us with our CHGO bar at the end of the year as well. So we have a huge plans with Mac Entertainment. But these guys in women are just an incredible group of young, innovative restaurateurs. They are outstanding with concepts. They have a bunch of different concepts in Arizona. I've been to all of them. Everyone is different. It's a different vibe. And we're just so excited. And this next era really is this kind of All City Mac Entertainment Group partnership where we come together and really create the DNVR bar that, you know, we, now that we've been here and we hear the people and have kind of lived in here, we kind of know what if we could do our own bar, what would it be like? What would we make it? And this is going
to
be it.
Yeah. A couple things that I wanted to point out, like you said, super, super grateful for everything LPC did for us. We could have never done this without them. But I think at a certain point it was like, we were so high maintenance when it came to the way that they like to do things. And there were so many things that we wanted to do that had like a lot of checks and balances that they had to go through there, which like in this new era, it's not like that. You know, right. It's like, if we want to do something, we're on the phone with Mac. They want to do it. Like, so far, every idea that we've had, they're like, oh, hell yeah, that's great. Let's do it. And I think that's to me what we're most excited about is like, we now get, like you said, get to do it 100% our way. Not like, hey, okay, we can do this, we can't do that. Like, I'm sure there will be some crazy idea that I'll have that we can't do at some point. But in the end, that's what makes this so special. And I also wanted to point out that this is a really cool for lack of a better term, side effect of our expansion. It's like we go down and we lay roots down in Phoenix, and now we have opened our world to Phoenix. And when something like this comes up, Saul, our GM in Phoenix, is like, hey, you should talk to this guy, Scott, who runs Mac Entertainment, because I think, you know, you guys could maybe work something really cool out together. And this becomes of that. And it's like, I love those little like side stories of like, okay, so we expanded to Phoenix and that was its whole thing. And then now another branch of the company is born, or, you know, however you want to call it, because of that.
Totally, totally. Yeah. And this is really, I mean, what you're going to see here when you come in is really a full revamp. And so, you know, you're talking about seating being increased by almost 100 chairs. You're talking about, you know, many more tables. We're going to change the way that food can be delivered. You know, you're not going to have to go, you're not going to have to use bar service. There'll be people waiting on you. We're adding more TVs. That merch area is going to be a new area that's more like a man cave for seating. And I don't know, don't give too much away. Okay, okay.
And we want some stuff to be a little bit more of a surprise.
But yeah, I mean, overall, it's going to be really cool. It's going to be really transformative, and it's going to really usher in the new era for DMVR.
Definitely. And it, Darren, of course, that means that some of the staff that you guys love is no longer here with us, but they're still all working under LPC Bars. Darren, I believe, is right down the street. We love them. Go visit them. They loved you guys. We really owe so much to them, especially during this big run. It was so great. And like both of these guys said, definitely so thankful for Mark and everything that we were able to do. But this next era should be super, super exciting. And just, I'm really excited for attention to detail, little things that maybe got like would slip through the cracks now won't, because we will have a little more control on kind of what goes on. And Mac Entertainment, some of my favorite things that you guys will hear a little bit later on in the podcast are, like I said, their attention to detail. So food items, like game day, fun things to do. Tailgates are going to be a huge part where they're involved in. There's just so much more that we're going to be able to do, which just is so exciting for everyone around.
Yeah. I mean, I think the main thing, and we'll talk about this a little bit with our next guest, but it's like, they are very much like us when it comes to always pushing forward. Always pushing for, you know, the next greatest thing. Always pushing for, how do we make this better? Like, you know, we had a meeting right before the Stanley Cup final of like, how do we make our watch parties better? You know, and like, again, there were some things that we weren't able to do that we wanted to do. But that's what when I sit and talk with people from Mac, that's the number one thing that jumps out to me, is they are always pushing for bigger, better, more exciting, more fun, you know, more of a party. And I think for us, that's like where we align the most.
Definitely.
Yeah, totally. And I think that that's really, really important. You know, I think that we are always looking to just keep this pushing, keep this bigger, get this better. What's, you know, and I, even from the beginning, Scott was coming here at watch parties and watching and taking notes and saying, okay, well, man, if this was here, or if there was something here like this, if this was like this, you know, man, how can you serve people when it's set up like this, you know? And again, like, you know, I want to make sure that we're super respectful to LPC. Like, we came into this establishment the way that it was built to come help increase business in this particular location,
which we did.
And you know, at the end of the day, like, it wasn't the situation where they were going to come in and build this mega sports bar for this, you know, big internet startup. Like, we were going to operate with what we could out of this thing, and they were going to maximize profits. And it's, you know, and especially after COVID, you know, they had, I mean, that was a massive company that got just rocked by COVID. And so, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there that really played a factor on this. But, you know, like us, like how we're kind of on the other side of the paradigm shift when it comes to sports media, that's the same way that Mac is sitting when it comes to bars and restaurants. And that's the way that they look at this. And so, you know, I was in Scottsdale at one of their places. I forgot, what's it called? Buddha's Ritual. And like, this is a Buddha themed bar. that has all of these kind of nuanced drinks that play into that, and it's like turquoise and it has like Buddha paintings and stuff, and it's a really cool, chill place. It's a different kind of concept you'd ever imagine, but like they have these unique pizzas there, and so you know, I was there and I was there with the kind of the financial backing group of that place. And so they were bringing out the new menu items for everybody to try. And they brought out these pizza. And I was thinking, like, pizza at a place like this, like how good it could possibly be. And this crust was incredible. Like, everything was made from scratch. It was handmade. And the chef's coming out, talking directly to them, getting feedback. And it's a different level that they're going for. And that's what DNVR is going to be offering. And I think from the food to the service, people are going to be blown away.
Yeah. I think one thing that is important to us is creating a place that people want to come just to come.
Yes.
Not just for a game. Like, you know, we love having everyone for games. Obviously, that's the backbone of our whole concept. But we want to, you know, we wanted to up the ante in so many other areas so that people, when they're just sitting there on a Thursday night, you know, or like tonight, you know, there's a Rockies game on, but, you know, there's not much going on in the sports world. People are like, oh, let's go down to DNVR just for the vibe or just for that dish that
cool
I love.
Drink, yeah, or the drink, yeah. Or even brunch, something that they're really big on that they've done successfully in Phoenix and Arizona area, things like that. Just expect a lot of that. Cool menu items, lunch. We will be open for lunch, brunch. There's just a lot more going on so that when you come here for a game and you're here for 4 hours, you're enjoying your entire 4 hour game experience. But then, like Ryan said, when it's a random Monday or Tuesday night, you're also coming down here and having a great time, even if there isn't a game. That became a really big priority for us, and I'm really excited for that with Mac.
There's a couple different ways that you do business, and it depends on maturity and investment and you know, risk profile and all kinds of different things. But at the end of the day, you know, there's really two basic themes, and there's one like, are we driving profit and we're making decisions based on bottom line? In a company like LPC at the age after COVID and stuff like that, you know, they had to be very strong on those decisions, you know, which is totally respectable, and I totally get it. Us on the other side, we're a venture-backed company. We try to grow really, really fast. It doesn't mean that we just want to lose money, but at all costs, we want to make sure that we don't lose any kind of product value or that we're not representing our brand in the wrong way at all. And I think that, you know, if you are like that, then you make different decisions. And that's what Mac is. And so, for example, like, in the past, it made the best bottom line decision in the short term for us to only be open after 3 o'clock and to really only staff this place competitively during a watch party. Whereas Mac's going to come in and say, hey, like, we're trying to if this thing's going to be the best bar in Denver, then that means it's open all the time. And that means we're going to be great at lunch. And that means we're going to be great at brunch. And that means there's always going to be a staff here. And if we lose some money in the first year, that's fine, because we're trying to build the best bar in Denver, mm-hmm. period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And that's really exactly how we do business on our site as well.
And it's powerful and exciting to be around people like that. 100%. Like, that's one thing that when we've gotten together with them, like, you really feel it. Like, there's a certain energy of just people who operate like that that's contagious. And that's one thing. Like, I've loved
that. And they're even beyond that. They're like, I mean, their confidence is like, you know, we're never going to lose shit. This is going to be we're going to kill this. You know, it's going to be huge, you know? So.
And they're going to be helping us, like I said, with our tailgates. We are going to be hosting a very big watch party or very big weekend in London, which we're really excited about. But like really a big weekend. So stay tuned for that, because we'll have events. We're going to do podcasts throughout the week, but we're going to have like big events on the weekend. Okay, Ryan. And then also Nashville. And that's something that I'm really excited about with this group. Again, I just keep saying I'm so excited because it's true. They're going to help us out with a great location in Nashville for that Broncos game. And our Broncos tailgates this year are going to be stepped up to another level with the buses and the actual location at Sports Fan over at Mile High. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, we're revamping tailgates too. Max even helping lead our, I mean, like, these tailgates are going to be a different level.
Yep.
Even in London.
Yeah. It's going to be so much fun. Next up, you guys are going to get to hear from Katie Larson, the vice president of Mac Entertainment. We're going to have her on to talk a little more. But first, Ryan, what are you betting on tonight? You said Rockies.
Yeah. So there's this strategy that we use with the Rockies, which is when they've come back from a road trip, like all the numbers are always set so high at Coors Field. But for whatever reason, there's this phenomenon in baseball, and it applies to the Rockies very well as well. When you come home from a long road trip, teams always are kind of slow to get their offense started. So that's where I'm looking tonight.
Taking the unders.
It's not true, but I am hitting the unders. I got the no run first inning, under on the Rockies total runs, under in the game. We call it a diaper changing game.
Oh, wow.
Because you come back from a road trip, like mom's home. She's like, all right, it's time for you to change some diapers. Like I've been here alone for a week. So, you know, that might throw off your batting a little bit.
Okay. Well, what else are you going to bet on DraftKings for the weekend?
I mean, there's a lot of great stuff. Always fun at DraftKings, but especially this weekend, you've got the Open Championship. So betting on major golf is always thrilling. I haven't made my picks yet, so you'll have to tune into DNVR Bets Daily later this week to get my Open Championship picks. But, of course, you always got to go over to DraftKings Sportsbook, get in on all the great deals they have, and you can get a $1,000 sign-up bonus when you use the code DNVR at sign-up. Of course, you must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires a 25x playthrough. Restrictions to apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
All right, our next partner that we absolutely love here, Avoca TV. Now, I know you guys know about Avoca TV, but something that I was working on behind the scenes was creating a DNVR channel on Avoca TV. So you can watch the Nuggets, the Avs, the Rapids, and the Rockies, but you can also watch DNVR on Avoca TV, which means you get the best of everything. It's a totally new approach to TV programming delivery that is less expensive, easy to watch, and offers a superior picture. Like I said, you could get Altitude Sports, AT&T Sportsnet, and other national channels, plus DNVR. We are now live on Avoca TV with our own channel, so check us out there for daily Colorado sports needs. Most importantly, use the sign-up code DNVR, avoca.tv/DNVR. Use that promo code and you will get $10 off your first 3 months. All right, welcome in our next guest, Scott McIntyre, founder and CEO of Mac Entertainment Group. Welcome to the show, Scott.
How's it going, guys?
Good. We're excited.
Yes, we are. Yes.
I'm glad I finally got to get up here in the studio and get on the mic here.
Get to show you a little bit of our world.
No.
Yeah, we're not talking about the 49ers. Sorry.
Hey, it's all right. We'll break that ice later.
I just wanted to kind of ask you a couple questions just about your guys' perspective on this whole thing. I guess, like, what was your first reaction when you kind of heard about the potential of partnering with us?
Well, we actually absolutely loved it. So the first part is I've actually put Denver as the top city to expand into before we even met. And then when an opportunity to take over a sports bar that's dedicated to Denver sports, I mean, that was perfect for us. Is just being sports fanatics, a lot of our operations deal with tailgates and football and sports. So it was a perfect, like, you don't get these opportunities very often.
How did that happen exactly? Because I know it was through Saul, but like, how did that conversation kind of unfold?
Yeah, so we're working with the PHNX guys down in Phoenix with Saul, and we were doing some events at, you know, our couple restaurants there. Worked out to be good, and he's like, hey, you need to meet Brandon, and they have this DNVR bar. And I was like, Brandon, look, something ever happens in Denver, let me know. We'd love to come in and operate and help you guys really crush your goals and kind of help you out. And a couple months later, the next thing you know is, hey, there's an opportunity to partner with you guys, and we took advantage of it.
What are you most excited for with this partnership?
I think one is partnering with you guys, because I love what All Cities is doing across the board. I mean, it's definitely something I'm passionate about. I believe in that. So I think that truly is the number one part of it, is where we're with partners, where we're the brand with a concept. The way you guys do your podcast, the way you do the sports, the way you do and create this culture is number one for me. The second part is, I'm a diehard sports fanatic. We'll get to me being a Niner fan later. Please don't hold that against me. But what that does is it allows me as an owner and operator is I am able, and my team's able to deliver an experience that everybody wants, is because I'm the guys out there sitting, watching, and yelling at that TV screen. I'm you guys sitting in here on a podcast on my phone betting on fantasy football. So I think that's what the most exciting part is this isn't work to us. This is, I get to run a sports bar in a sports city with people that are doing sports podcasts. I mean, that's the American dream right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of what made this so exciting and fun for all of us, is like, the parallels between how you guys kind of got into what you're doing, how we kind of got into what we're doing. And for us, it really isn't work. Like, it's so fun. And even just like hanging out with you guys and all that stuff has been so exciting. I guess a lot of people know how we got to here talking about DNVR. How did you guys get to here? Like, what is the story behind your company?
So long story short, I actually started as a DJ back in the day at Kansas University, Rock Chalk Jayhawks, to all my Kansas fans out there. Oh, I know, guys, I know. Trust me, don't hold any of my teams against me. So started as a DJ, got into the nightclub and restaurant scene, just being a sports fanatic. Started doing tailgates down in Arizona at one of the stores I was running as a GM at McFadden's. And from there, it kind of just escalated. My wife and I, we created a brand called the Lola in Arizona. It was our first original concept. Big, big brunch spot. If you're ever in Arizona, go check it out. And from there, things just started falling in line where it just, started catapulting from there and, partnerships. And for us, it was really like, okay, what's the next step? What's the next venture, that we want to get into? And Denver was a market, and sports is what we love. And, we're season ticket holders to Levi Stadium, and we travel and go to Super Bowls. And it's just, we live and eat sports because of our venues, what we do. So to us, that's kind of how we got started. And we use what we are as sports fans. Being a DJ, that, brings into this as well. It's entertainment. And so that really just made us great operators because we know the music side and the club side of things. We know the sports fan side of things. And then the business side of it just kind of falls in line. So for us, it was like a no-brainer. And, here we are, and we're doing tailgates nationwide. We have an entertainment division. So it just kind of all ties together.
Without giving too much away, what is something fans should expect?
It's hard to even improve on the experience that they were already getting here. Cause I mean, if you've been here for an Avs game, I'm sure you kind of recognize it, but I think the biggest thing that you're going to expect is improved food, and menu and operations. I mean, I think you're going to be able to come in here on not just an Avs game and enjoy it. You're going to be able to come in here and watch Thursday night football, just to watch the matchups. You're going to be able to come here on Sunday morning for brunch Saturday. So I think you're just going to get a better experience 7 days a week, outside of just the games. But don't get me wrong, those games are gonna be, if they can't get any better, wait till you have us back in it. We're going to put one heck of a party on in here.
What are you most excited about when it comes to the remodel? Like, what's one thing, don't give away too much, but one thing that you're like, oh, this is gonna be sick?
I think just the wow of the television. So you're gonna be able to sit anywhere in this building facing any direction and be able to see a minimum of 4 to 6 TVs.
That's amazing.
The way it should be.
The way it should be. So there is not going to be a lack of television viewing space. There's definitely not going to be a lack of energy. And guys, after these victories, after Broncos make a playoff run and go to the Super Bowl, another Avs Stanley Cup, we're going to be partying afterwards too. There's going to be DJs. There's going to be music. There's going to be fun going on in this building.
I was talking to Mikey, and he said that basically like the way that you guys became friends and kind of business partners and all that was just like, he was a bartender, you were a DJ, and you were like, let's throw a party every night.
That's exactly how my wife, I met her, we met together at the Lola, before it was called the Lola. She was a server, I was a DJ, we were best friends partying every night. Katie was a big part of this, she was a hostess for us, now she's helping run this company. And we're just friends that grew up together and been working the bar scene for a while. And we're like, hey, let's go do something together.
What about the tailgate experience? What should fans expect with that?
So that's the biggest one that's going to be, when we announce that, tell them to go get their tickets now, because once again, great experience, but I really think, like as I mentioned, we really thrive on tailgates. That's like, as a fan, I'm passionate about. So we're going to up the level on the tailgates with DJs, live music out there. They're going to get a different experience every game. And this year we're starting with three, traveling tailgates, London, Nashville, and Vegas as well. So plan your trip, start planning for, every season moving forward. We're going to have this amazing 8 tailgates here, plus the preseason games, flipping it to 9 games when they have that. And then, we're going to start doing more cities, nationwide as well, because why not take DNVR on the road?
For sure. It's all about the community. You guys have helped us build this, and we just want to have more excuses of hanging out and partying and being together for all of this.
Yeah. I think there was like a little bit of breaking news there. One, we're doing tailgates for the preseason games.
Oh, yes.
So that's big. That's exciting. Expect we didn't do that last year.
Yeah.
And then also, I don't think we've talked about Vegas yet. I've teased Nashville and I've teased London. So now Vegas is there out there too. I haven't been to Vegas in years, and I am fiending for it.
I have never been to Vegas.
You've never been to Vegas?
Yeah.
Ryan, what are you doing over there?
We honestly have gotten close like three or four times.
We've
like,
tried
oh, we're
to
go
to the
Pac-12
tournament.
So I'm going to get you with my wife, Mel, and co-owner, and you guys are going to go have a night out in Vegas.
Yes, I'm excited.
I'll be playing Pie Gal.
You'll catch me at the blackjack table.
All right, well, this has been great, man. Thank you for
And
time.
I said, just to wrap things, I think the best thing about this is this is going to be a spot that you don't have to be at just to watch a game.
Yep.
You're going to be able to come here 7 days a week, lunch, dinner, nightcap on the weekends, brunch. It's just going to be a spot where your friends can come. Sports, local team on, great. But come here anytime you want.
Definitely.
Love it. Yeah, also got to check out our friends over at Manscaped. They have awesome products for the whole summer. Honestly, they have like products for all of your men's grooming needs, whether that is shampoo, conditioner, shaving cream. Obviously, the Lawnmower 4.0 is great. I'm huge, though, on the Crop Reviver and the Crop Preserver. Crop Reviver is like a spray. If you ever get any chafe down there, it really helps with that. Crop Preserver, as it kind of says in the name, is the anti-chafing cream that you can put on. You know, you're going out golfing or you're going hiking. Nice preventative measure there. Also smells nice, which is great to have. It has a deodorant in it as well. So check out all of the great products over at Manscaped. Use the code DNVR for 20% off plus free shipping.
All right. Welcome, Katie Larson, Vice President of Mac Entertainment, to the show. How you doing, Katie?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. Ryan, I'll let you take it away and continue kind of where we left off.
Yeah, I just kind of want to hear from your perspective, like how this all came together.
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys talked about how we found you guys through Saul from PHNX.
Yeah.
We had done a tailgate with him in Arizona and everything was kind of going great. And he was like, you know, I love what you guys are doing out here. Like, let me introduce you over here, see if you guys have any, you know, desire to expand out a little bit. And we came out here, we met you guys, we felt the exact same way. We were like, you know, we're obviously in Arizona, we've done a lot of the same things. That was great for us. The ability to kind of take that to the next level with you guys was there. And we were like, you know, as much as you guys are growing and expanding, we're kind of in the same boat. So we thought, you know, partnering together and taking it all, I mean, tailgate wise, bar wise, everything, being huge sports fans ourselves, I think was great, because I feel like understanding what the fans want, you can create a better experience for them,
totally.
Especially at a sports bar. Like, we know exactly what we're looking for when we go out and party and celebrate and do things. So we like to focus on that and make sure that that experience is something that they won't find anywhere else.
I guess kind of what I think would be really cool for our listeners to hear is like, what has made you guys so successful so far? Like, what would you say you guys do really well?
You know, I think for us, one of the best parts about us and one of the reasons that we related to you guys so much is we are a smaller company that is growing, which is great. But the core team of people who built us are a hostess, a DJ, a promo girl, two servers, and a bartender.
Yeah.
So for us, we all started from the bottom. We all, you know, clawed our way to the top. We're able to learn everything along the way. So especially at any of our locations, you'll see us. We were just in the dish pit at one of them like a week or two ago because it needed to get done. And it was one of those things that happened. So understanding how the business of a restaurant or a bar works from the inside out, from every single angle, I think helps us to operate them really efficiently. But then understanding how to look at restaurants and things like that as a consumer is great, because we try to create places that we want to go.
Yeah.
So when we're, especially as sports fans, like I said, when we're, you know, doing a tailgate or things like that, like, what are some of the things that you found the best tailgates you've ever been? We need, you know, fun music. We need great food. We need good beer selection, fast service, that kind of stuff. Like, it makes or breaks your experience as a sports fan when you go somewhere and you're trying to enjoy a game, because you could do it at home. So what's going to make you come here? What can we offer you that you can't find somewhere else? And I think that being fans ourselves, having done every single part of it, being such a small, like, close-knit family kind of, really helped us catapult and get to that next level.
And I think people listening are going to see the similarities right there of like DNVR with Mac Entertainment, as a lot of our listeners are back from the BSN days, and Brandon Spano, our CEO, was a radio host, and we've kind of all been in different positions throughout our careers, and it all like compiled for us to build this sports network. So really similar.
Well, and I think that it also lines up with like why we thought we would be successful running a bar is because we're like, we are all sports fans. We have all been to bars. We know the ones that are good, the ones that are bad, and like why we wanted to do this. And one thing that I think that you guys do such a great job of is like, on top of just being a place where people go to watch sports, you guys build great bars for any time. You know, mm-hmm. it's like you have reasons for people to come there other than the TVs. And like one thing that we're really good at is getting people to come for the TVs. You know, like we're like, hey, we are going to throw the best Avalanche watch party that you've ever seen in your life. And because of that, just to kind of give people an idea, like this bar like was profitable last year.
Yeah.
And so that like gives us a great base. And when we talked with Scott, he was like, you guys are great at that. We're great at building a great bar with a great menu, with, you know, a great aesthetic, with all of that stuff. Like combined together, we felt like we could make a super team.
Definitely. Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of the things that we like to do. Again, like, I'll say it all the time, like putting yourself in the shoes as a consumer, you know, like you said, there's a ton of great sports bars. So why are you going to come here? And that doesn't include like just an Avs game. Let's say, I know a lot of people are really into sports betting. So you want to keep up with a lot of the teams. If, you know, Broncos aren't playing on Thursday, you want to go and watch the Thursday night game because somebody in it is in your fantasy league or something like that. So creating a cool environment all the time, doing nachos in a really cool way that you can't get everywhere else. And, presentation and things like that, like it's the kind of thing where you would want to come even on a Wednesday if there's nothing going on, because you love the food, you love the drinks, and it becomes like family. I think that's something that's so unique about your guys's brand and like what we've seen. I mean, I've been here for now an Avs playoff game and a couple Nuggets games. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the Nuggets games I was here for, they had like a buzzer winning shot. Mm-hmm. Like it was crazy. And there was, I don't even remember how many people were in here, but one guy, like, I lost his mind. I was actually filming it at the time, and he lost his mind, and it was the coolest thing ever. He was so stoked, and he turned around, and he saw me filming, and he was like, can you send me that? And I was like, yeah, and we hung out, and we talked for a while, and it was so great, and, like, everybody is just so much fun and just such a family, and we have that. Like I said, we're such a small company, so to be able to see your guys' family and how you guys have created this bigger family and a fan base, I think is so cool, and we relate to that and love that so much, and we're just so excited to be a part of it.
I'm gonna give another shout out to our community and our fans, because I recently heard from someone who we work out with at one of our workout classes. She came to the bar for the Stanley Cup game 6, and she was like, I never want to go to another place to watch sports. Like, that was the most welcoming, exciting group of people. She's like, we didn't know anyone around us, and everyone was so nice, and when they won, people were crying and everyone was hugging. And she was like, I was asking people, like, do you know each other? And they're like, no. But they've like, there's so many stories that have come out of the DMVR bar of people, or watch parties before the DMVR bar, of people who became friends with so many people and got to share another piece of the community with each other. And I just think you guys are the best, and that's some of the coolest stuff to hear, is like literally being like, I'd never want to watch sports anywhere else except there. Like that, I was like, wow.
Okay, other things that are in the plans for, oh yes, Allie?
It's going to be different. I just want people to be prepared for that. It's going to look a little different. Like if you saw the pictures now, like everything is gone. Like that was one thing that LPC took a lot of their stuff, basically. They took everything.
Literally everything, so, down to the sinks.
So they took everything. So because of that,
started from scratch.
We really have to start from scratch. So it is going to look different. The booths are gone. There will be booths incorporated in a different way. The merch area is gone. So I feel like when people walk in there and be like, whoa.
Yeah.
So I want people to know that.
I mean, and I think that's exciting.
Like, oh, for sure.
Because we've been talking now for, I guess, 7 months, mm-hmm. about ideas of what it's going to look like and what you guys wanted to change and what we can add. And like everything now is so intentional. You know, this building, which by the way, I spent like hours researching things about the building last night just because I went down a rabbit hole. But like, this building has been here since 1919. And there's been at least 5 other bar restaurant things in here. And most of them like look the same. And I feel like we're changing it up in an exciting way. Like the again, I don't want to give away too much, but like the TV's setup is going to be exponentially better than it was before. And like, it wasn't terrible before, you know, there was a lot of TVs in here, but now everything's being done so intentionally, not just kind of like fit into the way that it, the, you know, the space is designed. Like we're, everything since we're starting from scratch is being done with the idea of, what would someone want if they're sitting in this seat? What would someone want if they're sitting in that seat?
That's literally the funniest thing ever, because Scott especially is like a nut when it comes to TVs. He went through every part of the bar and he stood and he was like, can't see TV from here. Need to put one there. He'd walk over. Can't see TV from here. Or I can only see one TV. What if there's three games on that I want to see? Okay. Like, yeah. We need a whole TV wall right here. Okay. Like, it's so funny. The attention to detail, like you said, is just everything. Like, as a sports fan, if I'm going to leave the comfort of my house, my couch, to watch this game, it needs to be an experience unlike any other. And
so that leads us to our current timeline, which is a little bit unknown, of course, as renovations can take time. Some things can come up, but we are looking to have a grand reopening party, DMVR 2.0, at the start of football season. So definitely stay tuned to all of our social channels for that. And then we'll definitely be pumping out for you guys to follow the DMVR bar on Instagram, Facebook, and all that good stuff so that we can get some followers. And that way you guys can see all of the specials, all of the food, all the hours, and everything like that that you've already kind of seen on our social. That'll still be on our social, but there will be another place for that that has a lot of the specials and everything going on a week-to-week basis, which will be really exciting.
Yeah, I think we'll also probably post some like progress updates on Twitter and stuff as things get going.
And RG, of course, you guys have seen all of his stuff. He'll be doing a bit of a video of how it's all been going with old. I think he's going to incorporate some of the old videos from 1.0 before we were even the DMVR bar. So that should be a really cool video.
That is.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else that the
people need to know? Yeah, Katie, do you have anything else you want to tell the people?
Oh, wow. I mean, without giving too much away, I don't know. We have a lot of surprises, a lot of things up our sleeve.
This was kind of like an added really cool part of this partnership is like, we obviously really leaned into tailgates last year for the first time. And we had a lot of fun at our tailgates. And you guys have a ton of experience with putting on awesome tailgates. So when we got together, like on top of all the ideas you guys had for the bar, you also had awesome ideas for the tailgates.
Yeah, we started talking and you guys were like, yeah, we love tailgates. And we were like, we love tailgates. Like, this is so great for us. So we just started throwing everything out that we could do. I mean, when you take two superpowers and combine them into one, I mean, it's just unbeatable. So when we went and looked at yesterday, the spot you guys showed us where you've been doing the tailgates, unbeatable. You can't get a better location than that.
Yeah, and location will stay.
Yeah, location will stay, but we are going to add, we like to talk about when we do events, like layers, like onions or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like you create all of these different layers to it so that there's something for literally everybody at all hours of the day. So that's something that we're super, super, super excited to be a part of too.
On top of that, you guys are working with us on the London plans.
Yes.
Which Katie loves London.
You know how I feel about London. That is literally my city. I did study abroad there in college, so I know so much about London. And I already talked about creating like a cool guide. So if any of you guys go to London, you will have the 411 on every single possible thing that I could tell you about that city, which is definitely helpful.
Which is, it's going to be so much fun. And that's the thing is, Ryan talked about us being a little high maintenance with all of our ideas and all of those things that we have. And that's something that Mac is just so ready to embrace and do it with us. They're like, wait, you guys are doing tailgates and you're doing some stuff in London. Katie flew out to go check out pubs. Like, that's, again, the attention to detail that this group brings is my favorite part, because Katie flew out and went and scouted locations on where we could hold events.
Came
when
back
we go
with a
to
PowerPoint
London
presentation.
PowerPoint presentation of like, okay, well, there's this bar and this bar and we can tailgate here next to the stadium. And there's so many cool things in the horizon, and I'm so excited for you guys to see it all. It's going to be really, really great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Katie, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, guys, you can tune in to next week's episode. Thank you. Be sure to like and subscribe, of course, to our podcast and leave comments. I miss talking to you guys. I know I used to be the host. I'm still hosting every once in a while, but I might do a mailbag here soon, especially as we hit mid-July. So definitely leave some comments on this post or on Twitter, and we will see you guys next week.